hung a lot on species. So yeah. Something like Lady's Mantle, for example, sort of, quite an early, comes out relatively early in the season. It's what's its Latin name? Alcamilla.
Alcamilla mollis.
Well, it's actually Alcamilla vulgaris on the reserve, because it's the common lady's mantle, and it's also called the dew cup, and it was highly prized because of its finely hairy leaves, which sort of collected the dew.
The water drops.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Which was then used for making precious metals, and also by the...
What was used for making the water?
That you know, very pure dew, so they say, and also by the herbalists, because again, it is that purity.
It's just rainwater, isn't it?
Well, dew, that's right. So it's called, as I say, the dew cup, or is another one of its names.
Well, I didn't see any.
In fairness, it might have, might have burnt off in the heat actually in the last couple of weeks, because it was out fairly early. And it's Alcamilla means little alchemist, so again, you know, it's sort of potent. It's potency is all that, and they say that it was Christianized because it was so potent. You know, it was only a matter of time before it became Christianized, which was then became Our Lady's Mantle, which was then Mantle. So so that's quite interesting, and it's also an aphrodisiac for cows, apparently.
If they chew it, so if you want the bull get going,
I've seen no evidence, but I believe what I read. Yeah,
well, I thought you were going to say, and it's also known as an aphrodisiac. I'll just have to find some.
Yeah, fair play. So that's a nice one. And then there's a lot of birds foot trefoil out on the reserve, which has got the most, you know, vernacular common names of any plants that I've researched. And there's like 60 or 70 common names down to Tom Thumb, Bacon and Eggs, obviously Bellies and Bums. There's Grandmother's Toenails is an interesting one, nice one, because that's based on its seed pod, which is not the most complimentary thing for a grandmother, but
what's the plant called again?
Bird's foot trefoil, yeah.
And that's also called grandma's toenails.
But they say it's got so many common names because it was so much more common, in days gone by, whereas now, if I stumble upon it on a farm visit, then I know I'm onto something special, you know, because it's so rare
ancient.
In the wider countryside, yeah.
So what was it used for?
That I don't really know, to be honest. It's I haven't got any particular herbal remedies.
Probably nothing. Quite likely.
Which is why it's gone. Yeah.
It's modern farming, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Intensification doesn't sort of compete with the more aggressive grasses and everything. But self-heal, devil's bit scabious is a classic one. That's supposed to, you know, it's a great one for wounds ruptures, anything like that. And the story goes that the devil was so jealous of all these healing properties that he bit the root off from down below. And if you dig it up, you will find that the root sort of stops abruptly a couple of centimetres underground, which is a nice story.
That's a nice story, isn't it?
But also it's that thing for the livestock as well. All these plants are sort of packed full of the trace elements and the vitamins that they're drawing up from deeper down with their long, deep roots. And you know, some people talk about meat being ready marinated, which is all good. You know, likes of wild thyme and all that sort of thing up on the shock. But also, you know, they'll also talk about well ground or like hospital fields, which are nice herb rich sward, where if an animal's looking a bit off colour, you put them in there and they'll be here. Yeah, they'll sort of
get
antibiotic qualities and all that sort of thing. I love all that side of it, and it's interesting having conversations with farmers about that, you know. And
they know that.
In modern, well, a lot of them go by it, some of them don't, so it's different experiences and asking them whether they sort of subscribe to it, really. Because, you know, when you think about it, you know, the antibiotic qualities makes so much sense when you're talking about these days of just a one or two species of fairly monoculture ryegrass. And the grass-fed thing, slow growing, slow cooking, all good. Yeah, so that's, you know, and again, it's like a real whole story here, which is nice.
As opposed to so many of the modern
grasses. So what are the modern
grasses, isn't
right.
it?
Well, the field, when you go, you walk a certain way because you come across different things.
Yeah, so then when you get, I mean, Lordsmead is a great place for Devil's Bit Scabies. You'll see it if you follow that path up through.
We have done that, yeah. I don't know if we were pointed out any Devil's Bit Scabies.
To be fair, it's only just coming into flower, actually. It's a really late flower, so again, a nice one for that, that sort of carnival of pollen and nectar that goes through the reserve. And then when you get up into Ladysmead and Longmead, you're looking at the classic hay meadow species, one of which is yellow rattle.
Yes, they did mention that.
So sort of a parasitic plant. You know, we do a lot of grassland restoration, so it's sort of crucial for our grassland restoration because we'll introduce it into a fairly improved sward and it will get to work. It's parasitic, gets to work straight away on the more aggressive grasses, knocks them back and creates room for the wildflowers. It's got some nice vernacular names or rattle bags. I can't think of the nabbit, but the other name that I have heard for it is poverty, which farmers go to because if it does get going, it really knocks your hay crop back. I've been into fields where there's virtually no grass, and up on the Mendips where I was working before, you could actually hear rattling several hundred metres away because on a nice dry windy day
it's literally rattling
away. I'll see if I've got a few notes here. Oh, here's another. Rattleback shackle bags. It's a classic species of interest up in the hay meadows because it's another name for it is hay rattle because it sets its seed early, so that it's an annual, so it needs to set its seed before the hay cut and then gets sort of flicked around as you're tedding out the hay. So yeah, that's a nice one. And then when you get up into there, there's the likes of common knapweed, which is also, there's a funny little story with that actually. It's called hardheads, or someone told me about bachelor's buttons, where young maidens used to put an unopened flower down their blouse, you know, in the and as the sap's rising in the height of summer, and give it an hour, and when they pulled it out again, it had burst into flower. Then whoever, what young lad they were thinking of was that was true love, you know, which is a nice little story.
It's a bit more fun than do you like better, isn't it?
True. So that's a nice one.